If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Joe DePaul, and he's in the studio right now with Liv Warfield. They are both appearing in Teatro Zanzani at the Cambria Hotel, 32 West Randolph Street. Welcome to WGN, Joey, and Liv again. It's always so good to see you.
Thank you. Thank you for having
us. Thank you, Steve. Thank you.
All right, so this is a different version of the show, but broadly speaking, it is the same show in that there are acrobatic performances, there's music by one Miss Warfield, and much more than that. I described it as the Ed Sullivan Show meets Cirque du Soleil. Is that at all correct?
Yeah, I think that's really, really on the mark. It's a variety show.
With food. You get dinner.
With food.
And you don't throw it at people. You're fed.
That does happen, too, if you really have a couple cocktails. It could happen. Yeah. But I think that it's a celebration of all the senses. When you come to Zanzani, you walk into an antique European circus tent. You're transported through time. It's very elegant. And it's a very intimate performance. So you can be wowed by the circus skills, but you're also right below them. They're flying it in the air above you, and the characters and the comics and the singing all happens around you and mingles within the table. So you're really, it's such a unique experience, and variety is so wonderful. The whole thing is to keep it moving. So we have take the audience on a story, but also an emotional journey. So where they're laughing, then they're thrilled by something, and they're crying about something, and then they're eating and. And the food, there was a comment, someone the other day said, you know, we really came for this excellent show, but we didn't imagine that we'd love the food so much. Yeah. So that is, you know, it's a Chicago's a food town, and it really does stand up to that reputation.
And you're kind of new to Chicago.
Well, yeah, I'm actually from Montreal, Quebec, and I've come to play for Zanzani here before, and I'm just really thrilled to be in such a town that celebrates arts and has this diverse culture that is we're in a special moment now where there's I feel there's sort of stress around the notion of being an immigrant, and I am from an immigrant family, and I feel those are romantic stories and inspirational stories.
I agree.
So I want to celebrate.
You know, I don't want to talk about that, but here's what I will talk about. It's at a time when I think we need to feel good, and I challenge anyone to walk out of the theater and not feel good and also not be wowed. Liv Warfield, you know how I feel, but it's not only me. So there you are, America's Got Talent. You're up on stage.
Oh, boy.
And you're doing what you do, and we're going to hear that in a moment, by the way. Oh. You do what you do, and then Simon hits, and if you watch it back... Yes. When I mean hit, I mean he pounded on that golden buzzer.
Yes.
Like, and he said something like, now I'm paraphrasing, but he said, you deserve this because you have been doing what you do for quite some time.
Yes, I have. I have.
By the name, I know I'm interrupting, but
it's okay.
The guy by the name of, what's his name, Prince, I think?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, yeah, he said, well, she's got talent years ago.
Oh, bless. No, I've just been so blessed to have been on this journey. Journey is honestly isn't really the appropriate word, I think, sometimes, because I think it's so vast. It's so much bigger than that, especially being in this show, too. I think it's just kind of taught me a little bit more about the humanness of people.
What do you mean?
And being so close, being so intimate, right?
So when you're up on stage, and you've been up on stage performing in front of thousands of people.
Yeah.
I mean, there are, I don't know how many people, I'm guessing 403 in the Zanzani audience. I don't know how many.
Yes, but I like that number, yes.
It's not 400. Thousands and thousands.
Yeah, it's about 200,
right?
200,
it's about
270 people.
Yeah, 271.
Yeah. Okay, so it's 271 people. Mm-hmm. And you're literally walking among... What is the difference between performing in that kind of venue on that kind of platform compared to being on a platform where you are performing in front of thousands?
Yeah, I think, like Joe said earlier, it's the intimacy because you're so close. And to be honest with you, I love the closeness. Before, I used to be very afraid of it. I was afraid to be close to people and just to kind of have them feel the frequency of the music, you know. But I like the intimacy. And also, we have a live band. That's another thing. All night long. And these performers are extraordinary. Seriously. They're from all over. And what I love about this show, for the most part, is that everybody is all connected. We're all very different. Very, very, very different. But the connection between all of us. And I think everybody who comes to the show can look and find themselves throughout any character in that show, down from the cast all the way through the wait staff. Because, like I've said to you before,
there are kind of characters in the show, too.
Yes, but it's an arts community, too. Everybody that is in that place in Teatro Zanzani also contributes to the energy and the art. The wait staff, they're immersed in the show with you. So, the experience is addictive. I love it. It's addicting.
It's like an immersion show in that you're immersed into another world. Liv, is that a song you wrote?
Actually, my guitar player wrote that song, Stare.
Really?
Yes. Ryan Waters is extraordinary. Yes.
And what's the song about?
It could have many meanings.
I assume it wasn't written because he was next door to a construction site and saw, or maybe.
It could be that. He told me something about a painting he was staring at that his wife was painting, and then he said he was just looking at it forever. And he was like, you could stare at it long enough. I was like, okay, Ryan, whatever you're inspired by, baby, let's do it. Let me sing it. I got you. And then I was just thinking about this, and like, to our show at Teatro, same with the axe, our hair hanger.
Your what?
She's a hair suspension artist. Danila Bem for Brazil.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's one of those performers that I said.
Yes.
Hangs from the ceiling. Yes. Literally.
Contortion, juggling. Like, yes. If you stare at it long enough, you will see it move, honey. Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
There are people who want to come back.
Yes.
Because so much happens that they want to.
I can see that. Yep.
You know, live through it again, get more detail out of it.
Now, you're the one that constructed the show, Joey, this particular version of Teatro?
Yes.
What did you have in mind when you did it?
Well, I think that one of the special aspects about Zanzani is this proximity between the audience members, and they arrive strangers and they leave a community. Like, you're laughing together, you're sharing a table sometimes. The fact that you break bread and laugh at the same thing together brings people closer together. Also, I tend to bring a few audience members on stage to be entertainers themselves, and they're celebrated by these colleagues, and they bump into each other in the bathroom going, you were terrific, you know. So there's a real collaborative and community feel, you know. And
how do you know who to bring on stage?
Well,
can you see it in their face if they are terrified and they're saying, even though they're not saying it, but their eyes are saying, don't ever pick me. Or are those the ones you pick?
No. I learn in a handshake. I talk to them.
Before the show?
I mill about during meal services.
You do what?
Before.
Mill about.
I mill about. Is that an old-fashioned Canadian term?
I have no idea what that means.
I mingle.
That I know.
Yes. And with a handshake, if they're laughing, if they're, you know, smiling with their eyes, I go, this could be well, and this could go well. And that's usually
a sign. Does it usually?
Yeah. Yeah. I think that what I've written for them to do is extremely supportive, makes them have fun and look great. And so I think everybody's worried that they're going to be embarrassed up there. And in fact, once I start, they realize it's not going to go there. Yeah. So.
You're not Don Rickles, but you do have fun with people, but in a respectful way. Have I said that right?
I sure hope so, yes.
You can find out and go to the show yourself.
Yes.
Now, Liv, I want to talk about you. You've been on every late night television show there is. I think, really, you have. You've performed all over the world. You've been in Zanzani. You've settled in here.
Yes.
Thank you for that, because we get you
in Chicago. And I love it there. Thank you.
Yeah. But ultimately, like 10 years from now, 5 years from now, Are you recording a new album? Is there stuff you could tell us?
I'm working on a symphony next year.
A symphony?
Yes, with my originals, and it will be in Peoria. It'll be my first.
A symphony in Peoria?
Yes, yes. I'm really
excited.
You're from
Peoria.
I'm from Peoria,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
And that's going to be in April, so I've been really, really working on that. And honestly, I just always want to leave myself open to whatever the universe is. Like Broadway, I would love to try. So I just want to dive in.
I can see you on Broadway.
I would love that.
I totally could.
Thank you. Thank you. So.
Are there shows that you have in mind that if you could do any show, any show except South Pacific, what would you do?
I would honestly like to try Wicked or...
You've got the pipes.
I would love to try. I haven't really dived too deep into what it would be, but I would love to try that.
Now, in Zanzani, over the course of the various Zanzani incarnations,
yes,
you've performed a lot of songs,
yes.
And a lot of those songs are songs that were made famous by others.
Yes.
And what you tend to choose are the most difficult songs to sing on the planet.
You know what?
At Last by Etta James.
And I love Etta James.
Your version of it is like, I believe all the crystal chandeliers went to the ground.
Oh, bless. Thank you. And that's one of the things, too, that I love about Zanzani is the array of music and the genres we touch. We touch them all.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
And we have such a good time with that. I think, again, it serves everybody. And I, you know, even with the holidays coming up, and I'm telling you, it's the best place to be. Like Zanzani, just, I don't know, it's just the festivities, like the groups, the people that want to just be there with us. The festivities during the holidays in Zanzani is undeniable. I'm sorry.
No, you're right.
Really,
I've got some more questions for you, but I need to. Some listeners have questions via text, 312-981-7200. I didn't say that. I just did, but listeners know anyway. Are patrons allowed to take video or pictures, Joey, during the show? If so, might that inhibit people from wanting to be on stage? Interesting question.
Well, generally, we discourage taking footage of the show, especially using flash, because that's dangerous for the acrobatics.
Sure.
After every performance, the artists go in the lobby and we meet with people.
You do? That's cool, because you don't get that.
And we take pictures there. And that's really where we prefer it all happening.
Yeah.
A question for Liv. What is your favorite song to sing and a song that you've sung that you never want to sing again?
Oh,
I know. Listeners are smart.
Oh, my goodness. Favorite song. Oh, wow. That's a really hard one. At Last is... You did kind of hit it on... I really do love At Last.
What is it about that song?
Because At Last is the first song that I knew... Well, I was connected with Etta James when I was 8. She was the thing that triggered me vocally, internally. Like, I was like... I felt the vibration. I'm like, yes, this is who I am. That's why I love it. That was the first song that really clicked for me. So, Etta James. And I don't know if there's a song I don't ever want to try.
Are you fearless? There is a song like, I don't know, I Will Always Love You, just a song that is famously very hard to sing.
Yeah.
Are you saying to us,
yeah,
I don't care, I'm going to sing it?
Not necessarily. I think I would want to do my best interpretation in my way, how the song makes me feel. Nobody can ever be that artist that who's the original that sings whatever original song there is. You can, your interpretation of it, whatever. I mean, that's me. That's, I'm like, I just, this is how it makes me feel, you know?
What is your favorite Prince song? Another question from a listener.
Oh, that's so wrong. Adore.
Okay.
I love Adore.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Joey.
Yes.
I'm thinking that at this time of year, it's the perfect time to actually have you on the radio because people are looking for things to do, to go out and celebrate. So this is in the heart of the theater district in Chicago at the Cambria Hotel, 32 West Randolph Street. How can people learn more about what you do at Zanzani?
Well, I think that, of course, word of mouth is really great.
Is there a website?
There is a website, and you can buy your tickets online there. And I think that it's a perfect outing for your company office party for Christmas. It's also an incredible gift to give someone. Mm-hmm. If they haven't had that experience, to say, I'm going to treat you to an unforgettable night out. And in the presence of the vocals of Liv Warfield, people actually get a little romantic.
Depends what she's singing.
Bless.
And in addition to that, you're also, as we've talked about, walking into another world. And, you know, when we go to the theater, and we go to a fair amount of theater, people generally, even on opening night, they don't necessarily dress up. To go to Zanzani, a lot of people do.
Yes.
And I can see a couple where the woman is beautifully dressed and the man is in Birkenstocks. And I do have to correct him once in a while. Go, please make an effort.
You know? Yes.
All right. Teatro Zanzani, congratulations on staging this show. Joey DePaul, Liv Warfield, thank you so much.